And by the way, did the guys enjoy it the other night? How was that?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. And this afternoon, I'm joined by Juan 07. And we're going to talk about, you know, events that are going on right now. And we'll give Juan the floor. He can bring us up to speed on what's going on and like no one else can. Juan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, how's it going there, Michael?
Outstanding.
Super. Well, you know, I'm here at the U.S. Embassy in Hanoi. Commie troops are headed in. It's going to be tough. I've made arrangements. I've got a light bird that's on its way in. I'll probably be the last one helicoptered out. I'm going to take the guy that's my steward here with me. He's been helpful while I've been here. But we're going to hold down the front here to the last possible second. They want to turn the embassy here into the modern version of the Hanoi Hilton. And, you know, if I don't get helicoptered out in time, I'll be tapping messages through the wall. But I assume they'll come pick you up and bring you over here, too. So at least the digs are nice. But if they have it for more than a day or two, it'll be a junkyard, you know, just like every other shithole that they have around the world. Wherever they get in power, you know, they turn into shithole as fast as they can.
no doubt.
But I kid about that. But, you know, that's the way a lot of people see this situation, this moment in time. And I understand that it's a grinding moment for people. Right. You know, I hope folks that maybe are hearing us now that if there's people that aren't aware of it, I did a video, The Called, The Makings for a Perfect Day. And, you might have it linked up in your site there. Hope you do there, Mike.
Definitely.
Okay. And then, unfortunately for Jennifer, the best link is the one over to Rumble. We've said download and share. Anybody that gets it, you want to put it on and put it on your own social media or whatever, have at it. It's a free for all. We want people to see it. That's our main concern. And I think it's got some worthwhile messages in there. You saw it, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, that was a fantastic video. And like I was telling you earlier, I got the wet eyes or wet cheeks. So it was fantastic. And I'm not easily, go that direction, but, it was very, patriotic. I mean, I love your story. It inspires me, you know, every time I see it. So, a lot of people are loving it. So yeah, outstanding. Very good.
Excellent.
Work.
Well, I hope all your listeners will take a listen and, there's a scene in there that some people have missed, but the dog that's in the movie, that's another member, SEAL Team 6 member. That's Oni. He's part of the family of a SEAL Team 6 member. So he has a beautiful cameo in the film. And so if you've seen that, he's a good dog, but he's smart, man. You couldn't pull the wool over his eyes. That's right. Man.
Oh, you're not going to Mar-a-Lago? No. Not going to D.C.
Yeah. And I wasn't even, he figured that out on his own. I wasn't even trying to prompt him. I wanted him to go out and get in the Aston. Doggone it.
That's hilarious. That's a good backstory.
Oh, my gosh. But, Jennifer's had a site for 10 years. She was, before we got into this current mode, she was doing healthy living, healthy cooking lifestyle channel on YouTube. And she had, in all the social media, and she had been working at that for 10 years. And So she has 10 years of her life into it. This morning at 1:14 this morning, DC time, I got the message that they had taken all of her data out, all of her contacts. She'd been being under attack for a long time, but it was very, disheartening for her, because that represents a huge swath of life for her. And to have that all taken out was, you know, as you can understand, very painful for her. So I'm feeling for her a bit at this time. The Rumble site is where she has the movie up. And then I'll just mention to your folks before we get into the rest of it. It's going to be about 2 days. We're already into the testing mode. And I had something put together a couple of years ago. Friend did his part also a couple of years ago. And we have something that's going to be available as these other places go down. And my guy is world-class to outer space, and has gone to great effort. We've partnered on this, and we will have an alternative to those sites that will be coming online probably Friday night. I hope everybody will show up. We're doing it because there has to be an ability to communicate, and we'll also be able to allow these people to monetize their work and to have the super chats, all those sort of things. I don't want to say more for the moment. I don't want to let all the algorithms figure this out too much. I'm just telling you, stand by. We're coming. We think we have a solution. We'll keep it up as long as we possibly can as we get into what's coming here. That said, you know, let me add another thing here. And I want everybody to listen carefully. Take a deep breath. Deep breath. Okay. Now, all sorts of hyperbole out there. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of messages. There's all sorts of trolling. There's all sorts of disinformation from otherwise good sources, seemingly good. People got good scuttlebutt, all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Listen carefully to me so you understand why I'm saying this. And I know we're going to get a billion people that are going to lose their minds with what I'm about to say. And everybody needs to take a deep breath and listen carefully and think about what I'm saying and why I'm saying it the way I am. And for the people that come in after the fact, with few people that are here now, would go back, correct them, tell them to go to the beginning of the broadcast, get their ass out of their head, get their head out of their ass, and listen to what I'm saying and not go full retard on us. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the situation. Michael, I have a friend. And this is an important part of the conversation, so pay attention and don't disconnect it from later conversation, please. I have a friend who's one of the top computer people on the planet, and he's doing work related to this attempt to be able to interpret memes. And so his computer's looking at memes, which are essentially jokes, funny things, communications that are sometimes encrypted with various types of pictures, visual messages, and then the words. And they make sense to us because we see humor in them. There's angles to it that are hard to interpret for an artificial intelligence. So actually had his AI that he's been training for about a year and a half, because an AI has to be raised almost like a child. You have to tell it what things mean in order to get it to get the right outcome. Garbage in, garbage out. You know, it's a computer program. It's not actually a soul being. It's just an algorithm. It's just data. It's just a way of crunching data. But people get too wound up and think that they are, you know, dealing with a real living intelligence. And that's really not the case, but they seem like that. And they can come back and construct things and make responses that seem very real, like you're interacting with a real person or a real intelligence, but it still is just an algorithm, even in its most advanced state. There is the whole idea of the ghost in the machine. Mm-hmm. And is there other entities that can actually literally express through the machine? Well, that's a whole different conversation. But he has, because we interact pretty regularly, and even though he works at a location that's, you know, one of those places most people in this audience would be all stressed about that I talked to anybody there. He says, okay, so I put your movie, The Called, in, had the artificial intelligence look at it, which took it like a second.
Wow.
For the rest of it, it takes like an hour and 14 minutes, but it looks at it and then it comes back and it says, I don't understand. What does this mean? Is this art? Well, that's interesting. It had a whole series of questions. It just kept rattling off. And there's like 50 or 60 different responses while he's trying to race to answer it. And it's just flooding out all these answers. And, because it doesn't understand, it couldn't make sense of the movie. Now, it looks at interviews. It looks at conversations of people, programs like you would do, and it gives an analysis in instant where it looks at stuff and it comes back and it says, you know, this is about oil, Mideast and comparisons. It starts pumping out all sorts of data and it's, you know, giving you instant responses, what you're supposed to do, how you should interpret it, how it compares to other speakers who've spoken on a specific subject like oil and energy. And he had something, I had something I was looking at, asked him what the AI might say. And he thought it was a very interesting thing. And we had quite a big exchange. We talked about it for half a day here a while back. On something that was going on in the Mideast, and one of the speakers that was doing some presentation. It was a very interesting exchange. In the case of the movie, it couldn't get to a starting place to understand. What he instantly compared it to, he says, well, you know what's interesting about how the AI responded to the movie is when I was going through the memes, one of the things I used as a tool was I had the AI look at art, such as impressionist art. When it looked at impressionist art, it would say, can you put the picture back in focus? Can you help the picture so I can see it better? It couldn't understand how the eye sees and this diffused look that you have an impressionist art because you're supposed to see kind of between the lines. You're supposed to understand things. That it's a little out of focus allows your own imagination to dial in some things. That's part of this processing that our mind can do that the computer just, it couldn't see that way. It wants to see everything precisely, exactly. They want the face in focus so it can see, is it a woman? Is it a man? Is it an old woman? Is it a young woman? What's the dress that it's wearing? Has it got makeup? Doesn't it? All sorts of little calculations and details, but it doesn't see the beauty, or it doesn't see the age lines and what that's trying to interpret. It doesn't see that, you know, this is a mother with child. It doesn't see it's a nursing mother with child with beautiful breasts or something like that. It's too cold and calculating, even where it may come back with responses that are warm. Those are actually programmed in responses. If your audience that the AI is supposed to interact with is someone that they want to get close to, it's taught to respond using certain enticing things. Then my friend says, and by the way, I looked at the comments. I said, oh, well, I hadn't thought about that, but okay, what's the AI say about the comments? Well, he says, it wasn't the AI, it was me. He says, look at the comments. 99% of the comments, the people get it. They have the emotion. They understand it. it was a message received. They're putting hearts and stuff in there. It's a very important message. A handful of the people responding aren't people.
Mm.
They're AIs. They wow. asked identically the same questions as my guy's AI was asking. I don't understand. Can you explain?
Hmm.
This doesn't make sense. Those are AI responses. That's his AI's response also.
Wow.
The stuff you're seeing in the comments oftentimes isn't even a real people. We're being trolled, and it's being done at light speed by AI intelligences that these guys are putting out there. They're not just going after the memes. They're going after the presentations. You think you're getting online and arguing with a real person, and you're not at all. You're arguing with somebody's little manipulation, a little club that's out there playing with you. Mm. Now, the rest of this conversation is not disconnected. Pay attention. Listen. We're in a moment where every word we say, everything we do, all of our interactions are being weighed, measured, calculated. Responses are being dialed in. We're being looked at for the setup, the control, dragging us into or out of certain situations, what we think, what we feel, how we taste this moment. In order to counter us, block us, stop us, push us a certain direction, both sides are using AIs to try to own the high ground in the situation, and they're doing it at light speed.
Mm.
Okay? Because everything is in play. Everything.
Yep.
Now, before I get to the rest of the conversation, let me ask you a question, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
In a kinetic engagement, goes back to Sun Tse, water runs downhill. You always want to own the high ground if you can. Am I right?
Absolutely.
The high ground is easier to fight from, and it's easier to defend. Your enemy has to work uphill and to get to you. And you have the advantage of looking out over a sweeping terrain as a general rule. There's a lot of advantages. Most of the time, the advantage goes to the people that have the high ground. You know, out here in DC, one of the interesting aspects of DC is it used to be a swamp.
Oh, yeah.
So they filled in the swamp somewhat. That's why we call it, you know, Foggy Bottom. The fog would lie, the mist would lie at the bottom of the swamp. That's where the old name Foggy Bottom came from. And it's the low ground. The reason it was chosen that most people have no concept of is that it's at a very precise longitude and latitude. And so on the numbers, this is where it had to be. It hasn't got anything to do with what was here, what the terrain's like, anything. This is the longitude and latitude they had to have for the symbolic meaning in these grids they have all the world. Because remember, Washington, D.C., the city, this is a quote-unquote holy city. It's a religious city. It's as religious or more religious than the Vatican.
Mm.
It's bigger. It's more important. It's more powerful in many ways. So people think that Washington, D.C. is just bricks and mortar and everything else. No, 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 no. You're looking at a religion, and a religion owns this city. A religion is using this city for their purposes. Mm-hmm. It's a religious city with priests and cardinals and everything that you can imagine, controlling the movement, who gets blessed, what buildings. Every building's got a mark on it, every shape of a street, every longitude, latitude, angle, twist, the addresses, all have some kind of symbolic meaning and relationship. The times of the day that things are done relates to certain events, certain numerical numbers, symbolic meaning, etc. When press conferences are done, swearing-ins are done, etc. In fact, out here in my picture right out there, you're looking at the center of the sundial. And where the shadow is cast at the tip of that at certain times of day is where functions oftentimes happen. Wow. It is the most religious city in the world in many ways. Mm-hmm. With that kind of thing in mind, look at what's happening right now. We're all of our eyes are drawn to this location. Like, power actually is critical right here. But let me tell you something. Anybody can say anything they want. The reality is 80% of the American people voted for President Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. 80%. You can cook the books, you can twist the numbers, you can get all of your acolytes to go in and dutifully change, code, control, anything you want. The one thing they can't do, no matter how much digital control they have, is change the fact that in the hearts and minds of the American people, anybody that turned on a TV set, even to the controlled media, knows that Donald Trump won the election. They saw it with the crowds that showed up. They saw it over and over again with the love, the appreciation. But in this machine-like mode that they're in, they believe that reality, this digital reality that they intend to push on us, to control us, that they can force us to agree with their fake digital reality just by outlasting us, by wearing us down, by pushing us, that eventually we will fold and go along with and agree to their digital false reality. But no matter what they do, humans can look at the whole picture and understand it. They can see past this digital fakery and know what the truth is. And we can communicate in ways that it just can't understand. The machines that they're relying on to push their false reality, to propagandize us, to program us, to control us, they can't do it. And they can do their play acting on the big screen, in the televisions, on the celluloid, anywhere they want. They can bring all their actors in to cry and moan and cajole us into believing these false realities and these untruths. But the reality is, in flyover country, where real people do real work, real trucks move real stuff, real people open the door at the shop, the factory, the home, go in and do real work day to day, meet with real people and interact. They can't fool those people really for very long. And so what's fearful to them is that they're losing that control over us. They're not winning that war. They've tried to separate us from each other with the COVID, the masks, everything, but it still isn't working because people are interacting anyway. And the more they push, it's like pushing on a string. You're not getting anywhere. They're pushing on a string right now. They're pushing on a string of reality, trying to force the way that we see things, and it's not working. Now, in a few days, what you're going to see and what you're going to have to take deep breaths about, swallow hard, deep breaths, you're going to see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris inside the Supreme Court being sworn into office. That is going to be very difficult, a very difficult pill to swallow. But remember, the reality is that we are in a militarized situation. We were attacked with a digital Pearl Harbor. We've been under attack during this entire presidency with all sorts of false realities, falsehoods. It started before President Trump was ever sworn into office, before he even completed running for office with the dossier, a complete fabrication by foreign enemies with the collusion, the cooperation, the interaction of treasonous, seditious, sold out, bought and paid for domestic traitors looking for gain for themselves and their families, monetary power, dynasty, bloodlines. It's that simple. It's a hard one to get your mind around that Americans would betray other Americans. I would contend to you that they're not true Americans. But that's a conversation for later in this game. Right now, our situation is that this digital attack, this falsehood attack, is now maturing. And you have to think about what I'm saying here. Just because somebody says reality is a swearing in, makes somebody that person. You can swear in Capone as mayor of Chicago. You can swear in Capone's puppet as mayor of Chicago. But if it's a stolen thing, if it's not truly accurate, and we have to be careful precisely how we denominate these things because we're being listened to. The reality is that doesn't make it true. And because of the way this was done, because of the way we were attacked, certain things were put into play that have always been there for the protection of the American people. And we are now switching command and control to fit that scenario. A captured operation, if the enemy captures the helm, doesn't mean that they get to own the whole ship. And we're going to fight back and get control of the helm. And in reality is, if we have the engine room, they probably don't have the helm. The helm is a remote operating station. If we have the guts, we have, in a essence, the high ground. We can still control a lot of operations, and we won't yield that. We may, in fact, have the better location because we're more secure in the internals than they are in a more exposed remote area where everything is just wires and controls and gears and extensions, but it's not actually the heart of the operation. In this kind of a situation, sometimes you yield ground fighting to a more defensible location, and you allow your enemy to use up resources and suffer attrition while you're gaining a superior position or falling back to a superior position while they're using up resources. In certain situations where they're retreating or trying to own the low ground, one of the other things that I would say to your listeners is this, Michael. If I said, they're retreating to the low ground, what would be the, let's say that the inverse was true. Instead of the high ground being the favorable, the low ground was being favorable. And so we got to get the low ground. They're retreating to the low ground. What would be the ultimate low ground that you could think of? Any thoughts?
Like a swamp?
What's the lowest ground you could think of? Michael, it would be hell itself.
That's true.
Okay. the low ground here is hell. Mm. So let me ask your listeners something. Would you want to own hell? Or would you let the devil and his minions own hell? And then when they get there, slam the fucking lid on them. Okay? This city, this centralized location, this place, see, the Constitution of the United States is a decentralizing document. It allows no function of government to take place at any higher level than is necessary in order to accomplish its purpose. What's happened in America over time is that the Constitution has been nullified in many ways because by centralizing the economy through the Federal Reserve monetary system and by centralizing the economy through the centralized U.S. tax system, the federal income tax, you move all the money and the control of it to the center of the country. And then it's very easy. Instead of having to go out and bribe and cajole and undermine stuff all across this vast country, you only have to send a few people to control a handful of federal representatives at the center of the Capitol, a few federal agencies. You only have to have a few controllers to do that, not a vast number. And you don't have to get it right in every state. You just have to control a few and maneuver the rest into, you know, various positions of usefulness to you. So the long and short of it is that a centralized economy might be great for a lot of these people. A centralized government might be great for a lot of these people, but what's the problem? It's also a vulnerability because you're in a place where you can be corralled. The American people have been corralled here through the representation for a very long time. Sometimes bad guys don't think far enough ahead. They don't understand that, you know, just because we as the great American people, as big as we are on the whole planet, have this one central location that is representative of us, it's still only representative. America is a lot bigger than just one little tiny speck on the frickin' planet. This city here, this centralized city, may represent America right up until it doesn't represent America. 80% of America voted for President Trump. Magicians, thieves, actors, conspirators, a dark, evil cabal have been working behind the scenes to create an illusion of reality. But that's not true in the hearts and minds of the people. That's why when people showed up and marched and they said they rioted, tore the place apart, destroyed everything. Well, if you look at the video, the called, the makings of a perfect day, you don't see any rioting. You don't see any destruction. There's no guns. There's no rifles. There's no anything. And in fact, we know that the people that went in were part of groups that had been working in other cities to destroy those cities, to create an illusion. A few good guys went in at the same time under the cover of that group and did some great work and got some items that we need and have got great info off of. But the reality is, what they say and what reality is, watch the last 10 minutes of the video and tell me where the rioters are, where the destructive people are. That's a prayerful crowd. That's the crowd that's shown up at all of these gatherings across the country where the president's been. It's not true. We didn't go there to destroy. We went there to stand our ground and not be run down with a falsehood. So now we're faced with this Mexican standoff. We're not backing down. Nobody's going anywhere. I say, let them have the low ground. Let them have their hell that they want to foist on us. Let them run around like chickens with their noggins chopped off, screaming and ranting and moaning and showing who they really are. Think about this. There have been people in this other group who have been so bold as to say that conservatives who voted for President Trump should have their children taken away from them by CPS because they're so deranged that they would ever have backed the president. We've heard this kind of stuff, whether you have weapons and other stuff that you should be having taken away. Bill Ayers famously said to an FBI informant when he was being surveilled that 25 million of the American people would have to just be taken out because they'd never buy into this. Fuck Bill Ayers, you stupid ass. It'd take a lot more than that. You're going to have to take out 100 million of us. Not a prayer. We're not backing down for nothing. We'll yield ground and let them own the freaking low ground. And then we'll put the fucking lid on top of it and take them all out at once. Watch it happen. Those people that are getting nervous, Nelly, because we're getting pretty doggone close to this whole thing and think we've lost, and they're looking for some place to hide, and they're looking for some place to run. Are you kidding me? Where on the planet are you going to go that's going to be safe? Where are you going to take your money? Where are you going to take your kids, your animals, your possessions? You're going to be run off the farm by these monsters? Are you kidding me? This is your country. Own it back. That's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly where we're at. We're not being run anywhere. The vast majority of the country, the large expanse of America, isn't buying into any of this shit. So there's a dozen, little more than a dozen cities where they control it, and they're going to try and control the whole country, control the whole world by leveraging those dozen plus locations to their advantage. And they think that's going to stand. Pipsqueaks. Not happening. Okay? Because we have really the high ground all around them. They're digging themselves into a corner in a pit. All of these low ground locations are not defensible. They're self-isolating. Let them do it. Relax. Don't sweat it. Enjoy the show. I have gone out and purchased all the available popcorn off the shelves. I've got a massive store of it here. I'm here at the center of darkness, at Washington, D.C., at the Trump Hotel. It might as well be Saigon, 1976. The Red Army is coming in. I've got my friends with a light bird ready to go pick me up. They'll come in the dark of night with mufflers on, lift me off the roof of the place as the last of the swarms come into the city. No problem. Okay, I'm going to take my steward. He's been great. He's done a beautiful job making sure I had good food and everything was kept up here at the hotel. I'll let him ride along with me. We'll fly out, go to safety. We're going to let him have the city. They're not getting everything. They're not getting the codes, and they're not getting anything that's actually going to be really dangerous to them. Let them self-isolate. Let's see what happens. The reality is the results are very clear, and we have the data right down to the fucking serial number of every fucking voting machine. I can tell you who had the fingers on the key. Take that to the bank at Gitmo. If you're fucking stupid enough not to change sides, pick a side right now. Pick the right side. If you're that stupid, have a nice trip for the rest of your life. You want to play chicken? Play chicken right into the abyss. Now, for a lot of people, they've already made that choice. They're so vested, they can't possibly back off. They don't see a way out. Well, hell's waiting for you. Hell's waiting for you. Pick a lane. This is the moment. And for the rest of your audience, Michael, and I know we got a lot of people in there, they're service people. This isn't about going and having to go shoot them up, do anything. Relax. Relax. We got this. Let them say what they want to say. Let them stomp their feet. Let them whine. Let them rant. Let them show who they are. Let them call their UN buddies. Let them call their UN friends over at NATO. Please help us. Please help us. Oh, oh, oh. Donald Trump is stealing America from us. Really? Who's stealing what? Who's trying to steal what? We got aircraft carrier task forces off of both coasts. We got aircraft carrier task forces off our enemy's coast and our friend's coast. Right now, they're going to play their cards and they're going to cut us off from our communications. Okay, so they're going to pull channels down. We'll put stuff up. Even if you don't hear everything, every last move, you have to have confidence and understanding, not even in this president, this commander in chief, this crowd that's there with them. You have to have confidence in America. You have to have confidence in the guy beside you. When you're in the foxhole, emotionally, spiritually, you're praying to God and you're counting on your buddy that's been as close to you as can be all the way along. He's got your back, you got his. And the reality is a general somewhere a thousand miles away isn't the guy that's going to save you that exact instant in the middle of the fight, moment to moment. You got to count on the people next to you, your own neighborhood, your friends. And in the end, when this has run its course, which isn't going to be forever, this whole thing's going to last 45, 60 days, max. It'll be all over. There'll be a victor that will write the history correctly, or a victor that will write the history that nobody remembers because it didn't actually happen that way. The victors write the history. Pray to God it's us. I'm personally all in. I know plenty of guys that are all in. We're going to hold the line. We're going to make this work. We're going to get our country back. And the one thing, and a lot of people are going, no, 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 no. Listen to me. The Great Depression had an impression, an impact, a branding on people's souls that lasted a couple generations out. It was so hard. It was so tough that they didn't forget it easily. Just because things got back on track and they got a few things and they started to have a life again. They were so branded in their souls by that whole experience that they changed the way they thought and lived out into the rest of their lives and their children's lives and their children's children's lives. It has to be this tough. It got this screwed up because people forgot how easily an enemy can come in by subversion, by misdirection, by lies, through treasonous traitors, through bribery, through blackmail, honeypots, every way you can do it to get control of a country, to get control of people. Those honeypots with the young girls and older men, those managed things, whether it be Epstein or somebody else, these names that I don't even want to mention because it just gets the algorithms going. You know them. You've seen them. You know what we're talking about. Grow up. They're real. And you know they're real. These people have been bought off. They're looking for personal gain. And they're in positions of power and authority over the whole country. And you, every one of you, are being called on. Take a deep breath. All you have to do is hold your ground. They're the ones that are self-isolating. They're not coming for you where you're at. They're going to self-isolate and try to digitally control you. It's not real. They're going to stop you from talking. Now I'm going to talk to my neighbor. I'm going to talk to you, Michael. And if I can't talk to you at the distance, you remember what I said. You know where I'm at. You know how I feel. I'll be in support of you. We'll be communicating mentally if we have to. We'll bypass every meme in the world. I'll communicate through 100 people to get to you in the meantime. But we're all going to stay on the same page. We're all going to stay on the same ship. We're all going to, where we go one, we go all. Take a deep breath. As dark as it may appear, the reality is we've got this. They're going to play their hand. It's tic-tac-toe. They play something, we play something. They play something, we play something. It's chess. We're moving pieces. One thing about the game of chess is most people don't realize this. The game doesn't just go on forever. It has a limited number of moves. And the further into the game you get, the less potential moves that are available to both sides. The game becomes more condensed as it goes on to a final checkmate conclusion. Even if you have multiple levels of chess going on multiple layers, right now, the moves are becoming fewer and fewer available options. We are playing to a conclusion. They're playing their hand. We're playing ours. We have the high ground. We have the numbers. We have control of the guts of the ship. We have the moral authority, and the people know it. And no matter how loudly they scream, how amped up they get, it doesn't matter. Because in the soul of every person in your audience right now, Michael, they all know I'm telling you the truth. What they have to do is take a deep breath, reach down deep inside themselves, relax, oxygenate. If you see somebody beside you and they got their head up their fucking ass and they're about to expire because they haven't got oxygen there, try to get them to pull it out. But accept the fact there is a large number of people, no matter what you do, they've decided this is the route they're going. They're vested. They can't see any other option. They're going to go full retard. Literally. You're just going to have to watch and let them expire, do what they're going to do. We don't have to even lift a finger. That's part of the thing. Everybody is, you know, I got to get, you know, some kind of weapons and stuff to take care of myself, protect myself. There isn't enough of them, honestly. What they're really scared about is that their numbers aren't even as deep as they think they might be. They think they might have 20%. Half of that 20% that's remaining is going to wake up. They're not, as much as they might not like and be in full Trump derangement syndrome, they're not going to go full commie. These people think they will. It's not happening because we're America. And there's a soul here. There's a religious revival taking place in the American people, literally. They're calling on God. And that's the part they can't get. It doesn't show up in an AI. It doesn't show up in a computer program. It doesn't show up in a movie. But it's there. It's real. And they can't calculate for it. They can't see it. It'll make their brains explode. Relax, stay calm, stay focused, hold the ground. No, that's all you have to say. Not here, not happening. And then let our guys do their work as they expose themselves, show who they really are, all the way to the core of their being, and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I've been impressed, you know, all along. You know, I thought this would have ended much, much sooner. But the longer that it's gone on, the more people have been exposed, and people that I never would have thought, no way that person's like evil, but they've been exposed, and I totally have faith that this is part of a plan to expose even more stuff. So I'm good with it.
It's beautiful for the American people that we hold the line as long as we do, because they're finding out, you know, under stress, under pressure, under heat, you know, when you're refining metals, you have it under intense pressure, you'll have a pot there. They scrape the dross, the lighter material off the top. They scrape it off in order to get to a pure gold. That's why they have, you know, higher purity is more valuable. So this heat, this moment is a purifying event. We're seeing who really are the true Americans. And remember, America isn't just a place on a map. It's an idea, it's a mindset, it's a way of functioning. It's in the hearts and minds of people. And people come here from other countries, from all over the world. And to the extent that they become American in the way they think, they become Americans. You know, America, like Reagan said, you can go to Germany, you can become a German citizen, but that doesn't make you German. You can go to other countries around the world and become a citizen of those places. It doesn't make you one of them. They're so unique. But America is different. America is about a mindset, an ideal, a way of thinking, a way of living your life, raising your kids, owning things. Americans are American in their heart and their soul and their core, as much as it's a place on the map where we all decide to reposit together. America's just fine. America's actually becoming healthier by the hour. Right now, there's people that'll say, no, the finances and the dollar and, you know, all these other things happening and the burning and the rioting and everything else. Really? Is it everywhere? Or is it in some condensed, isolated places? They are self-centralizing, moving to very focused locations, to the low ground, into the pit, a hell of their own creation. We've got them surrounded. There's a story in the Bible where Elijah is in his tent and he's resting, and his servant Elisha is looking out, and all their enemy armies are surrounding the area. They're about to get wiped out, destroyed, killed, all of them. And they have this little army, and their enemy army is just, you know, like a cloud across the land. And he comes in and he opens the tent door. Elijah, Elijah, we're almost about to expire. We're almost going to be dead. They're going to wipe us out any second. It's going to be horrible. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Help us. What do we do? And Elijah very calmly looks at Elisha and he says, go look again. Why? Just go look again. But you don't understand. We're going to be destroyed any second. We're almost dead. Elijah says, calm, relax. Go look one more time. He says a prayer and asks God to open Elisha's eyes. And Elisha goes back outside, looks out beyond the tent, beyond the army around them, protecting them, and get out to the army that's getting ready to come in and assault them. And above them in the clouds, all he sees is angels everywhere. He sees a heavenly army, and the heavenly army is without number. It's so vast. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. Elisha's eyes were opened that God's army easily outnumbered the enemy's army, and they had a great victory that day. They were just fine. Americans need to wake up and understand we're in a holy war for real. They've tried to put those kind of terms on us and have us fight their holy war, but it's on the holy wars all over the planet. And to get us against each other, our brothers, you know, enslaver. We're a brother's brother. And we're not going to put up with that shit. And we're going to win this because we stick together. We don't go full retard. We don't go stupid. We don't get upset. We don't let anybody just run us off and do ridiculous things like we're actually under some kind of threat street to street to street. And if external enemies come to our shores, if people call them to come to our shores to help them in this coup, we got great guys out there. We easily got them outmanned, outnumbered. And by the way, we cleaned up the tech where we were vulnerable. We're in great shape. Deep breaths. It's a lot of moms and dads, kids out there on those carriers and in those support vessels and in those aircraft. You think your kid isn't going to take care of you at the critical moment? They're fighting for mom, the homeland. Apple pie, peach pie, my favorite. Come on, man. Deep breaths. We got it. We're fine. The only way we get defeated in this is if we go stupid. Yep. Shoulder up. Everybody close ranks. We're fine. If they want to self-isolate, if they want to go full retard, if they want to show what they're really about, let them. That's part of the waking up process for the people around you that don't get it. Most everybody in this audience, Michael, gets it. Relax. We got a few that are still waking up around us. Let them see the stupid that these people are. Let them see it. That's part of the healing of the country. And then we'll frinkin' let them burn their pit up. We'll slam the door on the cooker, send them to Gitmo where we can, and get our country back. Have a nice life. Again, that's what's got to happen. Don't be afraid. Let them do their mystery, magic, ceremonies, everything else. And then remember, we've been in a militarized situation for quite some time in a national emergency. President Trump is our commander in chief. He's there to carry through with what has to be done against foreign invaders, foreign threats, those that would take over the country with this digital Pearl Harbor that they tried to pull off on us. It's not going to work. They've tried everything they know. You know, there's several events that people don't even know about. 11-3, 2019. They wanted to have a nuke in Seattle, make it look like it was North Korea. Not, they tried back in February of 2019, they tried to have, you might remember those helicopters up there in Los Angeles on Wilshire Boulevard, supposedly a training exercise. Yeah, like that would ever happen. In the middle of the evening on one of the busiest streets in the world. Are you kidding me? They took out radiological and biological devices that were going to be planted, that was going to be COVID before it was COVID. Okay? They were trying, but we got them. And in that same time frame, only days apart, we picked up the largest load of fentanyl ever recovered. Enough fentanyl that came out of China to kill every man, woman, and child in North America twice over.
Twice.
Not just in the United States, Mexico and Canada. Think about that. And we got it because people knew what was going on, anticipated, saw it coming, thank God. And by the way, just before that was supposed to happen, you know where Nancy was going to go? She had all of her extended family, 93 people total, were going to climb on U.S. Air Force aircraft and go on a junket to the other side of the planet for 3 weeks. And right in the middle of that, what was going to happen? That little mischief there in Wilshire Boulevard, spreading out disease across the planet through the subway system and the hotels there that would have spread very quickly. Well, what was the deal with that? President Trump, because we were in a budgetary thing, and so budget stuff was frozen, He says, no, you're not going anywhere. Grounded the aircraft. We'll let them go. And by the way, Nancy had been very specific. She only wanted certain flight crew members to fly those aircraft. It couldn't go in the normal rotation. She had to pick who was going to fly those aircraft. At every level, people are bought and paid for all the way up and down the stream. She'd have been conveniently on the other side of the planet when a pandemic would have started. Mm. How convenient is that? We have traitors at every possible level. Now, I don't know how long this broadcast will stay up before it gets censored and pulled down. We'll try to put it up in the alternative in a few days if we have to. This is a war. Everybody man up, put on your big boy pants. If people start whining and moaning because of what they see, remember, we have the high ground and we have the massive area. They can't take us in all these other cities. We got it. You don't even have to break sweat. Relax. Enjoy the show. Get more popcorn. I'm very serious. There you go, Michael.
That's a beautiful one. Yep, it's going to be a little tough pill for some people, but you know, I've been trusting this all along, and I can see a bigger plan here. So we just have to, you know, hunker down and work our way through this. It's going to be good.
Well, and I want people to take this to heart. There's a lot of stuff in this picture that I could be elucidating more precisely, mm-hmm. but I'm not. For a reason. I've spoken with very senior folks. I've had four calls this morning with people that are very senior in our military. And they're each one of them told me, he said, you know, he had a talk with God this morning in the wee hours of the morning. And in that conversation, he said, you know what? There is no going back. I'm in all the way. I'm not turning back for nothing. I get it. I understand. I'm all in. You know, I'm here. And he said, you know, he hadn't had a calm before that. And he had a calm that came directly from the Almighty, was the way that he interpreted it. And he hasn't had up to this moment in time. Look, I've told some of our friends, you know, we did the broadcast the other night for your private group there. And I tell, you know, people, if you're hand wringing and your hands are raw from hand wringing so much, get better hand cream, something with lanolin in it. And if you're still, if that's not enough because you're really hand wringing, look, or you can't afford the expensive stuff, go over to the auto parts store. Get axle grease. Just don't pet the kids and the pets and get it on the furniture. Go ahead and grind your hands as much as you want, okay? But the reality is this is going to happen. I did a presentation earlier in the summer, Choose This Day, over at Jennifer Mack's channel. And I talked about near-death experiences. And including military persons who've had those. And the thing you have to remember about this moment in time that we're in right now, this is a type of near-death experience. People that have had a near-death experience, they will tell you that it was absolutely real, that it wasn't just a dream. When a person's had a real near-death experience where they believe that they went to heaven or hell, they'll tell you they could taste every taste, smell every smell. Things were more real than they are even in this world, in a physical reality. In that spiritual dimension, it was way more real. And it changes their viewpoint, their life, their mentality, everything about them. They come back and they're a changed person, more awake than ever. You can have a near-death experience that's a heavenly experience. And by far the people that talk about them, it's more often to hear about the heavenly experience. But the reality is there's a large number of people, and usually because it's so terrorizing, they push it out of their mind. But not always. people that have had a near-death experience that was a hellish experience will tell you things that is so compelling, it's so gripping, it's so horrid. And they'll come back a changed person because they never want to go there. They don't want anybody else to go there. They don't want anybody else to ever experience it. What's about to happen with America, like I said in that presentation this last summer, choose this day, what America's about to have is a hellish experience. It's going to be like going into the grave and seeing what the world would be like with this other crowd getting a free-for-all, getting into control, the things that they would want to bring on us, the destruction that they want to do to us. Okay, let them have it. And after a period of days, somebody's going to roll the stone away. We're going to come out of that pit. We're going to see things differently. It's what needs to happen so that we can get on to where we're supposed to be as a people, as a country, as a nation, and go back out into the world to be our brother's brother here at home and in the rest of the world, not our brother's keeper. This near-death experience we're about to go through as a country is critical. We need it. Take deep breaths. We're going to survive it. We'll do just fine.
That's beautiful, Juan. And thanks for sharing as always. Hopefully this will stay up. We'll definitely have it saved in case we need to move it to BitChute. But I think it's going to be okay. We'll see.
Well, the other thing is we'll be putting it up on the other site. I don't want to say anything about it right now. We don't want to let anybody have too much of a head start on it. It'll be beautiful. I believe Friday, late in the day, we'll have it there. And if you can put something on your stuff, Michael, and let people know it's there. And I have a number of other hosts. We'll run your stuff parallel there. We won't let any single point failure. We'll keep it all up. We'll see who survives. We'll do the best we can to survive ourselves and be there to provide information, a message moving forward. Don't be weak in the knees. Don't be faint. Let what happens happen. We're just fine. We got this. They don't get to win. Thank God in heaven. We are going to be victorious. Piece of cake. Okay? Really. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you, Juan. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Lots of love out there.